This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome back to another episode of Self Care and Chill with Maui, everybody's favorite relationship podcast. I don't want to toot my own horn, but if the horn is right there and it needs a little tooting, then you already know I'm going to do the job. Like, why the hell did that become my official, unofficial podcast intro? The first time I said it, it was supposed to be a joke. But now that I've been saying it throughout the episodes, I actually feel like it's a little catchy. It got a ring to it. And I'm going to keep saying it every episode because, listen, people be tuned into the podcast. Let me tell y'all something. If you listen into the podcast and you be like, oh my gosh, Maui, like, I really needed that. That really resonated with me. I just want you to know that the podcast get over 10,000 listens in one day. Girl, you're not the only one. The podcast is doing numbers. People love the podcast. People be tuned in. And I love that for me. I love that for all of us. We are healing. We growing. We holding people accountable. We setting boundaries. We pouring into ourselves. We self-caring. We're showing up for ourselves. And like in a capacity that has never been done. I feel like right now in our generation, like we have so many resources to become better people. That if you don't want to be a better person, then that's on you. That's like some shit that you got within yourself and you don't want to hold yourself accountable and you want to keep lying to yourself, being a victim and blaming everybody else because there's so many outlets, resources, books, so many things that you could tap into to become a higher version of yourself that if you want to keep doing the same stuff, that's on you. Like that's really on you. So a little recap of what's been going on with me, which is really nothing, okay? Because I just dropped a podcast not too long ago, and then here I am dropping another one for y'all asses because I'm being consistent with the content. I'm showing up for y'all. I'm finding time to do the things that I care about. Listen, people make time for what they want to make time for, and that's the moral of the story today, period. I dropped a YouTube episode yesterday, so I need you guys to go like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. It says Maui the Writer. If you haven't liked and subscribed, then you probably like three episodes behind because I am going to be going back and forth with dropping the podcast episodes on here and then dropping content on YouTube. I'm still giving advice over there on YouTube, but then you could see me being a mom. You could see me answering the questions over there. It's just a different vibe. So the questions that I'm asking over there on YouTube are questions that you guys DM on the Self Care and Chill Instagram page. So y'all send the questions to the Instagram page. The question might get answered on a podcast or it might get answered on YouTube. But either way, make sure you go over there and check that out because I answered some questions this weekend along with giving you guys my skincare routine. And showing you what I do and like in my everyday life with like just trying to take my son to school, get orders done, all of this with a baby that's attached to my hip all day long, y'all. So, yeah, that's really what's been going on with me is trying to make content for the YouTube and being a mom, being somebody's partner. Me and my partner had a really struggling week this week. It really was just a long, draining week. I feel like we have not prioritized each other. I feel like I just was emotional, like feeling like I needed more quality time. As I said before, quality time means that we are spending quality time together. Like we're doing something that is quality. Quality time is not sitting in the same room with somebody and not saying shit. Quality time to me is maybe going out to dinner, maybe us reading a book together, maybe us like cuddled up watching a movie together, like skin to skin, like that's quality. Like just because we in the house don't mean we spent quality time together. So I feel like I just was neglected. But we had a good week last week when we had a date night. So in the midst of me being upset or the midst of you being overwhelmed, try not to forget that right now I'm just in a moment. I'm in a bad moment in my relationship. I don't have a bad relationship. Because last week I had a wonderful week. So in the midst of you being mad and upset, you got to remember, like, am I having a bad moment? Or is this shit always bad, though? Like, if it's bad too often, then don't lie to yourself, because I don't want y'all to get confused and make an excuse for somebody. Is it always bad, or is it a bad moment? So the episode for today is I got cheated on and I'm staying. And what made me want to come on here and make this podcast, this topic, the topic for today, and it's going to be a short episode. Yesterday I was on live on Instagram and somebody said, you know, how do I heal and how do I get the help that I need being in a relationship where I got cheated on and I'm deciding to stay? I'm like, damn, like the fuck? I love when people don't pretend that they gonna leave. I love when people just keep it real with themselves and say, like, you know what? He did this to me. I don't have the courage to leave right now. So how do I maneuver and try to be happy with the situation that I'm choosing to stay in? So whoever asked that yesterday, kudos to you, girl. Okay. One thing I want to say is if you got cheated on and you decided to stay, it is okay if you need a break or you need space before you go on back. I feel like that is so important to you to sort out your emotions, your feelings, and what you're going through. Trying to really understand and process the situation or all of your feelings so that you can, so that you're not constantly like reliving what you experienced. Another thing is not feeling guilty about needing that time or space. Because a lot of times the person who has hurt us will make us feel bad about needing these things. You didn't give a fuck about me now, so please honor my boundaries. Please honor the space that I need. When they say things like, it was only one time, I told you I'm not going to do it again, and you acting like this. Like, you're dismissing my feelings. You're making it as if you're gaslighting me, for one. You're making it as if what I shouldn't feel the way I feel, or I'm overreacting. Allow me the space that I need to process and feel the things that I'm feeling right now. Thank you very much. Another thing is, trust is not going to happen overnight. You can break trust super fast, but to rebuild it back and to rebuild it back with a person that you love, that you cared about, or you felt like would never do you like that, and they did, that's going to take a while. And honoring it and the feelings of like, I don't trust him, or this makes me uncomfortable, and expressing that with your partner, I don't have to pretend that I trust you already, because I don't. I don't have to pretend that you going out with your friends at 10 o'clock at night is comfortable to me, because it's not. I'm not comfortable with it. It doesn't make me feel good. I don't know what you're doing. And a part of all of those signs is a red flag that you probably took this person back too fast and you probably should spend more time alone. But shit, if y'all being honest and y'all saying that y'all ain't going nowhere, then I'm just going to tell you what I think would be a good idea on how you maneuver and try to at least have some peace within yourself being in a situation that you're going to stay in. That's it. Another thing is, if you tell the person that you forgive them, and this is for anything, even if you didn't get cheated on, even if you got lied to, if you're trying to rebuild something where there's no trust, if you say that you forgive a person, you gotta let it go and then allow yourself to be on a clean slate. Because forgiveness is forgiveness. It's not bringing up what you did every time in an argument. It's not constantly bringing up what you did in the middle of a conversation. It's not constantly bringing up what you did and throwing it in your face. If we're going to forgive, if we're going to start from scratch and start new and like rebuild, I can't keep bringing this shit up. Because if I feel the need to keep bringing it up, keep telling you what you did to me, keep telling you how it hurt me, then clearly it's still hurting me. Y'all be wanting to move on from situations so quickly and not honoring the fact that it hurt. The person I love and cared about said, fuck me. The person that I love, cared about, and would do anything for didn't even consider his family. Didn't even consider if he was willing to risk everything that he go home to every night because he couldn't keep his penis in his pants. Because she felt like she could find her happiness somewhere else. I meant nothing. It's okay to say and expressing how you feel and being vulnerable and not necessarily attacking them, because at the end of the day, you attacking them, it ain't really going to do nothing. They already did what they did. Expressing how you feel and being vulnerable enough for them to comprehend your emotions. You hurt me so bad. I felt so disappointed. I felt betrayed. I felt embarrassed. I felt like I've been years of my time been wasted. I feel like you threw that shit back in my face. It's okay to be vulnerable and truly express how I'm feeling right now. Because there's no point for me to argue with you. There's no point for me to bash your character, because you're never going to be able to feel what I felt. That's the most painful thing in the world, to know that it's somebody out there in the world who knows what it feels like to be intimate with the person that you love so much. Sometimes when we think about that shit, it make our stomach hurt. Me thinking about my man loving on somebody or anything, being intimate with somebody the way he's intimate with me, makes me sick to my stomach. Like, I don't even want to think about that. That's nasty. Like, and to know that this is what you did to me and I'm deciding not to go anywhere, I need you to just honor what I'm feeling and just shut up, honestly. Just honor how I'm feeling. And you got to accept your role that you playing in deciding to take somebody back. I love this person. I don't want to move on. I want to rebuild from this. I'm also willing to hold myself accountable if they do the same thing again. But I'm just leaving it in God's hands, and I'm praying that we can have a fresh start and we can rebuild into something more healthy, into something healthier. Because with that possibility of them being able to do it again, I feel like if we hold on to the fact they might do it again, we're not really going to be able to enjoy the moment, because we're going to constantly be thinking about what they're doing, if they do it again, where they went last night, did they really mean what they said? So holding on to the fact that they might do it again is not going to allow you to enjoy the relationship. So that's why when I say we got to forgive, we really got to forgive, because if you don't, not forgiving is going to hold you back. You're going to be constantly thinking about if they're going to do it again. Like, you're literally tormenting yourself by not forgiving them. So if y'all out here, y'all listening, you got cheating on, somebody had a baby on you, somebody did this, and you still staying with they ass, listen, these are some healthy tips that I feel like will help you navigate into something healthier, or at least coexist, or try to create a peaceful space for your sanity, because you decided to stay with somebody that did that. And another thing, maybe the next question would be, well, Maui, do you feel like a person that cheated on you could change? I feel like anybody could change, but I also want you to know that it takes 21 days to develop a new habit. 21 days. And y'all take them back in 5 days. Y'all take them back in 3 days. So people are doing stuff to you and not really feeling no repercussions for their actions. They're not really feeling like they lost anything. They're not feeling like they jeopardized anything, because they literally get to come back and enjoy the same routine. It's more so just a bump in the road for them. A bump in the road of you maybe being emotional or nagging and yelling at them, and they had to sleep on the couch. Just a small bump in the road. Nothing too hectic. But when he talks about his experience on his end, he's not saying, man, that was the worst time of my life. I almost lost my family. I didn't know what to do. I was going to my pastor at church trying to get answers from married couples. Like, I couldn't believe what I've done. Like, no, he stayed at his homeboy house for 2 days and then he came back home. And that's another thing. If you're going to take these people back, what kind of new boundaries are you going to create? What kind of new boundaries are you creating when it comes to how you want to be treated, the respect that you deserve? All of those things. What kind of communication are we building? What kind of honesty, like, are we having with each other and keeping it real, being vulnerable, really communicating about, like, what we could work on? But one thing I know is, like I always say, don't blame yourself for why you got cheated on. People cheat because they want to cheat, because that's what they want to do. It's a character flaw. It ain't nothing that you could have done to get somebody to not cheat on you. Listen, the smartest, most beautiful, educated woman in the world will still get cheated on. If you're not the woman that he want to be with, there's nothing that you can do to make a man not do what he was going to do anyway. That's it. There's nothing that you can do to change the dynamics of how this man want to act. But moving forward, like, what kind of boundaries are we going to create? How are we going to navigate moving forward with the respect that we deserve? Our expectations. And that's the main thing, is having more expectations for people. And that all really goes back to the bare minimum that we allow people to give us. Getting cheated on and all that other stuff. Just more bare minimum on top of the bare minimum they was already giving us. We ain't surprised. They was a liar when we met them. They just do more lying shit. They just start cheating. They go from liar to cheater to... They just start graduating to another level of disrespectful, because they don't respect us, because we don't have boundaries, because we keep taking them back, trying to make it work over and over. But since we're taking them back, on this episode, we actually are taking them back. So this is me just giving you advice, just checking in on you, seeing how you're doing. That's all. So I feel like those are a few ways that you can, like, yeah, navigate with that. How do you know if they changed? Effort. Being intentional. Being consistent with the effort. You take them back and they pretending they have changed for 1 week, but you're not applying the pressure to say, yeah, keep it up. Or I'm not taking you back, or I'm not being here. Like, nobody had to earn you. I want people to have to earn your respect back. Earn your presence and your love. Like, earn things back. I'm not just allowing you to come back into my life and I'm cooking and cleaning and sucking and fucking for you all over again like you ain't missed a beat. No, a certain thing, I'm not going to be mean to you. There's no point of you taking somebody back to still be mean to them because of what they did. Harboring resentment when you're taking them back. What are you taking them back for if you're going to walk around here with an attitude every day and you're still hurting inside and you're still harboring the resentment? That's defeating the purpose of taking them back and moving forward. But because you don't understand what you're feeling, because you had no time to process your emotions before you took them back, you're literally still hurting and still trying to be with them. You're in the same place that hurt you, trying to heal, and you don't understand what you're feeling right now. So yesterday you was happy, you feel like y'all had a good day. Today you crying and you don't trust them because they're going out. You feel like they don't care about you. So many different things. And then let's talk about the insecurity that it brings when we get cheated on, with the unconsciously comparing ourselves to other people, feeling like, what could I have done wrong? Was it me? Is it how I look? What do I need to work on? Was the sex not good? Is it something I could have done better? It's a million one things that we never thought was an issue that are constantly running through our mind now because of the trust that you broke with us. When the reality of it is, you did what you wanted to do because you felt like it and it had nothing to do with me. But that's not how the scenario is replaying in my head. The scenario replaying in my head is like, I couldn't make you happy. I couldn't please you. And you went to go get it from somebody else. And now I want to figure out why. Now I'm trying to do all of these things to satisfy you and make you happy and please you and make sure that you are content. And I don't even get that same reciprocation. I could have cheated on your ass. My needs ain't getting met here, and I could have been the one that cheated, but nope. I'm in here constantly trying to satisfy and please you, getting the short end of the stick, and I'm the one that get cheated on. And that's the reason why you need to always express your expectations and your boundaries, because motherfuckers is always going to choose themselves and do what's best for them. They continuously show you how much they willing to look out for themselves. So why would I not express my needs and my wants and the things that I'm looking for? Why would I not express my expectations? Why would I not tell you what it takes to make me happy and satisfied? Shit, you gonna do it. And if you don't say it, you're gonna go out there and look for it. So I'm gonna one thing I'm gonna do is make sure I get mine first. Okay? Because when it comes to everybody else prioritizes themselves. Everybody else is looking out for them. So if I don't know anything else, I'm gonna get mine. I'm going to get the love, respect, the intimacy, romance, all of the things that I deserve. And I'll make sure I got the energy to show up for you in that capacity. But yeah, Big Mama going to need hers first, okay? And I'm going to need mine all in cash. And I need it all in cash right now. No IOUs, no cashier checks. So that's the message for today. I kept it short and sweet because that's just something that I wanted to share with y'all today. I didn't want to get on Instagram Live. I didn't want to do anything else but just come on here, drop a short and sweet podcast episode if you're in a car, just in the house cleaning real quick. I don't know what you're doing for 20 minutes, but yeah, I give you some 20-minute advice. Maybe throughout the week, I could give you one 20-minute advice episode of one topic and one. Yeah. So I love y'all so much. Thank y'all for tuning in. Maybe somebody that you know needed to hear this. Don't forget to go to Maui the Writer on YouTube so that you can like and subscribe to my YouTube channel so that you can get the advice that you need throughout the week and the different things that I'll be doing on there so that you don't miss none of the self-care and chillness that is going on, okay? I'm going to talk to you soon, and I will talk to you on Self-Care Sunday.